Maya, I've been digging through mountains of research on AI in higher education, and I just found something that completely flipped my assumptions. You know how everyone's worried about students using ChatGPT to cheat? Well, this vocational education study shows something totally different. Students using generative AI are actually experiencing more anxiety, not less.
Wait, more anxiety? That doesn't make sense. I thought the whole point was to make things easier.
That's what caught my attention. The mixed method study followed vocational students over a semester, and here's what emerged. When students rely on AI tools without understanding the underlying concepts, they feel even more lost. It's like, imagine giving someone a calculator before they understand what multiplication means.
Oh, I can totally speak to this. In my computer science program, we had this exact debate last month. Some of my classmates were using GitHub Copilot to write code. And yeah, they got their assignments done faster. But when exam time came around,
they crashed and burned.
Completely. And the anxiety was real. One friend told me she felt like she was faking it through the entire semester. The imposter syndrome hit different when you know an AI wrote half your code.
This reminds me of something we dealt with years ago with graphing calculators. Students could produce beautiful graphs, but couldn't explain what a slope meant. But this feels bigger somehow.
It is bigger. The research I'm seeing suggests we're at this fascinating inflection point. Look, there's this whole framework being developed for sustainable AI-driven assessment in higher education. And Maya, when I read it, I immediately thought of your stories about trying to design fair assessments.
Fair assessment has always been the holy grail. What's this framework proposing?
So instead of the traditional gotcha testing where we're trying to catch cheaters, it's flipping the entire model. The idea is to design assessments that assume students have AI access and measure what actually matters: critical thinking, synthesis, application to novel problems.
That sounds amazing in theory, but have you seen how my professors react to technology? My database professor still makes us write SQL queries on paper during exams.
Laughing, oh, I've been that professor. There's something about seeing students work through problems by hand that tells you if they really understand.
But here's where it gets interesting. And Aisha, you'll appreciate this from your CS background. There's this course at Carnegie Mellon, Introduction to Machine Learning, that's completely reimagining how to teach technical subjects in an AI world. They're not banning AI tools, they're teaching students how to use them as learning partners.
How does that even work? Like, if I can just ask ChatGPT to explain eigenvalues?
That's exactly the point. The course designers realize that in the real world, you'll have these tools. So instead of memorizing formulas, students learn to ask better questions, verify AI outputs, and understand when the AI is hallucinating or giving incomplete answers.
I love this, but I'm also thinking about my former colleagues at the community college. We barely had funding for textbooks, let alone AI subscriptions. This feels like another digital divide opening up.
You're hitting on something crucial. There's this special issue on equity and AI in higher education that just came out, and the disparities are stark. Elite universities are building custom AI tutors while some schools can't even provide reliable Wi-Fi.
It's true, even within universities. The computer science department has access to all these tools, but my friend in humanities, she's still not sure if she's allowed to use Grammarly.
That fragmentation worries me. Education should be equalizing, not stratifying.
What struck me most in the research is this concept of AI literacy, but not the way most people think about it. There's this fascinating paper on rethinking AI literacy that connects to cognitive modes and neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity, how does that connect?
So traditionally, we teach everyone the same way, right? But AI tools can adapt to different learning styles. The research shows that neurodiverse students, those with ADHD, dyslexia, autism, are finding new pathways to success with AI support, but only if educators understand how to facilitate that.
I had a student with severe dyslexia once. Brilliant kid, but writing was torture for him. If he'd had AI tools to help translate his thoughts to text.
Exactly. But here's the tension. And this goes back to that innovation versus tradition divide. Many faculty see AI as threatening academic integrity, while others see it as finally making education accessible to all learners.
I see both sides playing out in real time. My algorithms professor embraces AI. We use it to generate practice problems, debug code, explore edge cases. But my theory of computation professor, she acts like ChatGPT is the academic apocalypse.
The generational divide is real. Younger faculty seem more open to experimentation.
Actually, the data suggests it's not just generational, it's disciplinary. STEM fields are adapting faster than humanities, but even within STEM, there's huge variation. Engineering embraces it, pure mathematics resists it.
That tracks with my experience. My software engineering courses are all about how to work with AI as a teammate, while my theoretical courses pretend it doesn't exist.
But shouldn't we be preparing students for the world they'll graduate into? These tools aren't going away.
That's what's driving this institutional transformation I'm seeing in the research. Forward-thinking universities are creating entirely new positions. AI learning designers, prompt engineering instructors, algorithmic assessment specialists.
Wait, prompt engineering instructors? That's a thing now?
Becoming one. The idea is that crafting effective prompts is a skill, like writing or critical thinking. Students need to learn how to communicate with AI to get useful, accurate outputs.
I can see the value, but this feels like we're rebuilding the entire educational infrastructure. The pace of change is dizzying.
The research on institutional transformation shows three main approaches emerging. First, there's the integration model, where AI is woven into existing courses. Second, the transformation model, where courses are completely redesigned around AI. And third,
let me guess, the resistance model, where nothing changes?
Laughing, pretty much, though they call it the traditional excellence model.
I understand the resistance, though. When you've spent decades perfecting your teaching method, being told to throw it all out for the latest tech trend.
But that's where the evidence-based adoption comes in. The studies I'm reading aren't advocating for change for change's sake. They're showing measurable improvements in student outcomes when AI is thoughtfully integrated.
What kind of improvements? Because honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm learning less, even though I'm producing more.
That's such an important distinction. The research separates productivity from learning. Yes, students can produce essays faster, code more quickly, solve problems more efficiently, but deep learning, the kind that sticks, requires something different.
It's like the difference between following a recipe and understanding why ingredients interact the way they do.
Perfect analogy. And that's what the best AI integration does. It handles the mechanical parts so students can focus on understanding the why and how.
I had a breakthrough moment like that last week. I was stuck on a machine learning concept, used Claude to break it down, and suddenly realized I'd been thinking about it all wrong. The AI didn't give me the answer. It helped me see the question differently.
That's beautiful. That's what teaching is supposed to do.
The research calls these cognitive partnerships, where AI amplifies human thinking rather than replacing it. But it requires a fundamental shift in how we design curriculum.
My favorite professor does this thing where she has us use AI to generate solutions. Then we spend class time critiquing them, finding errors, improving them. It's like having an infinitely patient study partner who's sometimes wrong in interesting ways.
That's clever. It teaches critical evaluation skills.
There's actually a whole pedagogical framework emerging around this. Instead of sage on the stage or even guide on the side, educators become critics in the classroom, teaching students to evaluate, synthesize, and improve on AI-generated content.
Though I worry about students who don't have that guidance. My roommate's at a different school, and her professors just said, "Don't use ChatGPT," and left it at that. Meanwhile, everyone's using it anyway, just secretly and badly.
The prohibition approach never works. It's like abstinence-only education.
The data strongly supports that. Universities with clear AI policies and training see better outcomes than those trying to ban or ignore it. But creating those policies is complex. It touches everything from academic integrity to privacy to intellectual property.
Don't get me started on the IP issues. Who owns the code when I collaborate with GitHub Copilot? It's trained on open source projects. I'm providing the logic. It's messy.
These are the kinds of critical thinking exercises we should be having with students.
Exactly. Some programs are building entire courses around AI ethics and attribution. It's becoming as fundamental as citation practices.
My university just announced an AI across the curriculum initiative. Every department has to integrate AI literacy somehow. The philosophy department is teaching epistemology in the age of large language models.
That's fascinating, though I imagine the implementation varies wildly.
The research on implementation is eye-opening. Success factors include faculty training, student support, clear guidelines, and critically, ongoing assessment and adjustment. The institutions treating it as one and done are struggling.
We definitely see that. The professors who took one workshop and think they're AI experts now? Yikes. Meanwhile, the ones who admit they're learning alongside us create much better experiences.
Humility in the face of rapid change, that's hard for academics trained to be experts.
There's this beautiful quote in one paper. The expert teacher of tomorrow is not the one who knows all the answers, but the one who models curious inquiry alongside their students.
That resonates. My best learning experiences this year have been when professors say, "I don't know, let's figure it out together."
But that requires a culture shift. Tenure and promotion still reward traditional expertise.
You're touching on systemic barriers the research identifies. Institutional policies, funding structures, evaluation metrics, they're all built for a pre-AI world. Some universities are creating new tenure tracks for digital pedagogy innovators.
About time, though I wonder how that plays out in practice. Are they valued equally?
Early data suggests complicated outcomes. These positions exist but often carry less prestige. It's like the teaching versus research divide all over again.
Same song, different verse. Innovation happens at the margins until it becomes mainstream.
What gives me hope is seeing student voices driving change. When learners demand better integration, institutions respond. Aisha, are you and your peers pushing for this?
Absolutely. We organized a student forum on AI in education last month. The turnout was huge. Everyone had stories, good and bad, about AI in their courses. The administration actually listened.
Student activism has always been a powerful force for educational change.
The research confirms that student-led initiatives are among the most successful. When learners co-design AI integration, outcomes improve dramatically.
It makes sense. We're the ones using these tools daily. We know what works and what's just tech theater.
Tech theater, I love that phrase.
The Sustainable Adoption Framework emphasizes authentic use over performative integration. Just adding ChatGPT to a syllabus isn't innovation.
Right? I had one professor who said we could use AI but made no other changes to the course. It was like being told you could use a car in a foot race, but the track stayed the same.
The infrastructure has to evolve with the tools.
That's what's so exciting about the research on assessment evolution. Instead of timed exams testing memorization, we're seeing portfolio-based assessments, collaborative projects, real-world problem solving.
My capstone project this year is designing an AI system to help other students learn coding. Very meta, but it's teaching me so much about both AI and education.
That's brilliant. Learning by teaching, oldest trick in the book, new twist.
These recursive learning experiences show up repeatedly in successful AI integration. Students using AI to create educational tools, thereby deepening their understanding of both domains.
Though I'll admit, sometimes I miss the simplicity of just learning from a textbook. Everything feels accelerated now.
The pace of change is exhausting. I worry about burnout for students and educators.
The research on sustainable practices addresses this. It's not about using AI for everything, but finding the sweet spot where it enhances rather than overwhelms. Some institutions are creating AI-free zones, spaces for deep reading, reflection, human connection.
Our library just designated quiet floors as analog zones. No devices beyond basic e-readers. It's surprisingly popular.
Balance. We're so bad at that in education, always swinging between extremes.
The evidence suggests successful AI integration requires intentional balance. High-tech tools for some tasks, traditional methods for others, and always keeping human connection central.
My favorite course this semester perfectly balances both. We use AI for research and drafting, but peer review and discussion are entirely human. The AI amplifies our work. It doesn't replace our thinking.
That should be the goal everywhere. AI is amplifier, not replacement.
Looking at the research trajectory, that's where higher education is slowly heading. The question is how quickly institutions can adapt and whether all students will have equal access to these opportunities.
The equity piece keeps me up at night. I have every advantage, but thinking about students without reliable internet, updated devices, or tech support.
Or faculty support. Having professors who understand these tools makes such a difference.
The path forward seems clear in the research. Evidence-based adoption, equity-focused implementation, continuous adjustment based on outcomes. But turning that into reality across thousands of diverse institutions.
It's going to be messy, but isn't all meaningful change?
True. And if we wait for perfect solutions, we'll never move forward.
The research suggests starting small, pilot programs, willing early adopters, careful measurement of outcomes, build success stories that others can learn from.
That's what's happening in my department. A few professors started experimenting, shared their results, and now others are curious rather than fearful.
Peer influence is powerful in academia.
The institutional transformation studies confirm that. Change spreads horizontally through departments more effectively than top-down mandates.
Though we need both, right? Grassroots innovation plus institutional support.
Exactly. The most successful cases combine faculty innovation, student engagement, administrative support, and adequate resources. Miss any piece and progress stalls.
It always comes back to resources. The best pedagogical ideas mean nothing without support for implementation.
What encourages me is seeing creative solutions emerging. Open source AI tools, community partnerships, shared resources between institutions. The equity gap is real, but not insurmountable.
I'm actually working with a group to create free AI literacy workshops for community college students. Small step, but it's something.
That's wonderful. Those peer-to-peer initiatives can be incredibly powerful.
They really can. And as we think about next steps, that's where I see the most promise. Not waiting for perfect institutional solutions, but building networks of support, sharing what works, learning from failures.
And keeping students at the center of it all. We're not just consumers of education, we're partners in reimagining it.
Partnership, that might be the key word. Between humans and AI, teachers and students, institutions and communities.
The research keeps coming back to that theme. Successful AI integration in higher education isn't about technology, it's about relationships, reimagined and strengthened by new tools. The dimensions we're racing aren't competing, they're complementing each other when we get it right.